Kiddushin Yerushalmi, correspond to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Samaches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem, Amud Beis, 15 lines down, with the words Tani Akum. Tani Akum ve'eved habar basisol havlad mamza. The Brisa says, if a goy or a slave had relations with a Jewess, the child is a mamza. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda oimer b'shem Rabbi Shimon, ein havlad mamza, she'ein mamza ela me'isha she'i asur alav, isa elva v'chav malea kores. Shimon ben Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Shimon, said, this child would not be a mamzer because a mamzer only comes from a woman who is asa to him as an elva, and that they would incur kores for the issa. Ushneim mikra echad darshu, and they both expounded the very same pasuk in Dvarim, Perchof Gimel, pasuk Aleph, v'yikach ish es eshes aviv v'goyme. A man should not take his father's wife, etc. Rabbi Meir darash. Rabbi Meir expounded like this: ma eshes aviv miuchedes shein la alav kiddushin. Vevlad havlad mamza, af kol she'ein la alav kiddushin havlad mamza. Just as kiddushin does not take effect on his father's wife and the child is a mamza, so too any other case where kiddushin cannot take effect, the child would be a mamza. Rishim ben Yehuda darash, ma eshes aviv miyuchedes she'ein la alav kiddushin, aval im yesh la kiddushin al acherim havlad mamza, Yatza Akum ve'eved she'ein la alav le'al acherim kiddushin. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said a person is not able to be mekadesh his father's wife, but others could if his father divorced her or died, and therefore the stepson's child with her is a mamza. This excludes a goy or a slave who cannot be mekadesh anyone. Heisiv Rav Shmuel bar Abba alehi tanyat kadmaya hare yevama shezines hare ein la alav le'al acherim kiddushin v'avlad kosher. Rav Shmuel bar Abba questioned Rabbi Meir because he said if a Yavama was unfaithful without first performing Chalitza, nobody can be Mekadosha, but on the other hand, the child is not a Mamza. Rabbi Yana b'shem Rabbi Akum ve'eved shebo abasiso havlad Mamza. Rabbi Yana quoted Rabbi as saying, if a goy or a slave had relations with a Jewess, the child is a Mamza. Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Trehu and Amrin havlad Mamza. Rabbi Yochan and Rabbi Lakish both said that the child is a Mamza. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, b'shem Rabbi Gamliel, b'Rebi, havlad ein akosha v'loi posel ela mzuam. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, quoting Rabbi Gamliel, b'Rebi, said, this child is not kosher, nor is it posel, it's blemish, that if it's a girl, she cannot marry a kohen. Rabbi Yonason, salak im Rabbi Yehuda nesia lechamasa degader, hori taman havlad kosher. Rabbi Yonason travelled with the Yehuda Nesia to Hamas Gader. He ruled there that the child is kosher. And Rabbi Zeira hein vlad koma duhu azil hu misale Rabbi Avid Berei Muzoam, ba Berei avda kosher. Rabbi Zeira said, as each new generation comes, this child is becoming more and more important, because Rabbi ruled the child is blemished, but his grandson ruled that the child is kosher. Hoi Rabbi Abba bar Zavda b'mokoim kol rabbanin havlad kosher. In the name of all the rabbis, Rabbi Abba bar Zavda ruled that the child is kosher. Rebbei Amma, Koim Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, havlad kosher. And Rebbei told Rabbi Zeira in the name of Rabbi Chanina that the child is kosher. Am Rabbi Zeira, im min hadar ein lemedin meisa me havor. Rabbi Zeira said we can't learn anything from something that is not clear. And Rabbi Chizkiah, ana yada roisha v'seif. Rabbi Chizkiah says, I know the beginning and the end means the entire story over there. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina hava azil me'esuk lechamas adegader. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina was traveling to Hamas Gader, asa legabe avoy. His father came to him and said, Amalei, hav da'atech de'istaman min enun p'slaya d'ray tifka v'hoin. You should be aware that there are a number of psulim over there and you shouldn't make a ruling for them on their status. Afa gavda b'shim ben Yehuda Amma m'shum Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai goy ve'eved jibor l'abas Yisrael havlad kosher moidu shim haifan l'keiva shi psula min kahuna. Even though b'shim ben Yehuda quoted b'shim ben Yochai saying that if a goy or a slave have relations with a Jewess, the child is kosher, but he agrees if the child is a girl, she may not marry a kohen. Afa gavda b'shur Amma habal achoysoi havlad kosher moidu shim haifan l'keiva shi psula min kahuna. And even though Rabbi Shua said that if a person had relations with his sister, the child is kosher, but he agrees if it's a girl, she may not marry a kohen. Chad bar nash asa legabe de Rav. Once a person came in front of Rav and he asked him, Amalei, begain de lidte imi min armoi. He said, since I was born from a Jewish mother but an Aramean father, am I kosher to marry a regular Jew? Amalei, kosher, and Rav ruled that yes, he is kosher. Amalei Rav Chama Bar Guria, hen de imeich vagleich ad de asi shmu v'yifselinech. Rav Chama Bar Guria told this man, as long as you have the strength in your legs, run and marry a woman, because otherwise Shmu will come and declare you to be posel. Afagav de Rav Amar Goy ve'evet shebo'u bas Yisrael avlad kosher, moedishim haisen lekeve shepsulim min hakahuna. Even though Rav said that if a goy or a slave had relations with a Jewess, the child is kosher, but he agrees if the child is a girl, she may not marry a kohen. Amar Yaakov bar Acha, Tani Taman ha'poisel, poisel b'pnuya v'amachshir, machshir afila b'eishes ish. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said, when the first Tana taught that if a slave had relations with a Jewess, the child is a mamza, he said this even if she was not married at the time. And when Rabbi Shimon taught the child is kosher, he said this even if she was already married at the time. Rabbi Tanchem bar Papa shalach shal Rabbi Yossi train ovdim in Alexandria. Rav Tanchem bar Papa sent two cases from Alexandria to Rabbi Yossi to hear his rulings. Echa bepnuya ve'echa be'eshes ish. One concerned a slave had relations with a single woman, and another case a slave had relations with a married woman. Be'eshes ish shalach kasav le lo yove mamza v'kal Hashem. Bepnuya shalach kasav le machwez atem muzarem al b'nai sisol ha'kadoshes. Concerning the married woman, Rabbi Yossi wrote the pasuk, a mamza shouldn't enter the congregation of Hashem. But concerning the single woman, Rabbi Yossi replied, because we are warned not to disqualify a kosher woman, we will not declare this woman and her children to be pasul. Amar l'Rabbi Mana, sav v'chatem v'chatam. Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Mana, take my letter and sign that you agree with my ruling for a single woman. Rabbi Mana signed it. Amar l'Rabbi Brachia, sav v'chatem, v'lei kibol aloy. Rabbi Yossi said to Brachia, take my letter and sign it that you agree with my ruling. And Rabbi Brachia did not wish to sign it. Min de kamon kam Rabbi Mana im Rabbi Brachia. After they got up, Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Brachia, amalei, lama lei chatamta? He said, why didn't you sign it? Amalei Rabbi Brachia replied, Loi kein am Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha tani tamon, hapoise poise v'pnuya, v'amachshir machshir afile be'eshes ish. Rabbi Brachia said, didn't Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha say that when the first Tana taught that the child's a mamza, he said this even if she was not married at the time, and when Rabbi Shimon taught the child's kosher, he said this even if she was married at the time. Amalei, b'rich v'achmona de le'yahavine shmiya hadein ufana, ila havine shmiya hadein ufana, le'yahavin mechtim v'havin amrin talmida palik al rabbi. Rabbi Mana said, Baruch Hashem, that I didn't hear this teaching, otherwise I would not have signed, and people have said the student is disagreeing and ruling against his own rav. Amama ugvan, hachi is amres ha'poiso poiso b'pnuya, v'amachshir machshir b'pnuya, b'ram b'eshes ish, lo'y it maklum. Ma ugvan said, we learned that the first Tana taught that the child is a mamza if the woman was single, and Rav Shimon taught the child is kosher if the woman was single. However, we don't have any teaching about a married woman. Berumcha salak by machtim, amalei leis hacha. In the evening, Rav Achia wished to sign it. Rav Yosef told him, sorry, the letter was no longer there. Rav Chia bar Abba, azil etzur, asa legabi Rav Yochanan, amalei ma maase bali adeich. Rav Chia bar Abba went to Tzor and came to Rav Yochanan and said, Rav Yochanan asked him if any questions in halacha had come before him. Amalei, Rav Chia bar Abba answered him, Ger shemar v'lo taval. Yes, there was a case of a convert who was circumcised but did not immerse in a mikveh. Amalei, v'lamalei pagata be. Rav Yochanan asked him, why did you not announce that he's still a goy and his children with a Jewish mother are mamzerim? Amalei, Rav Shur ben Levi, al pili, yeos avad d'lo paget be. Rav Chama said to Rav Yochanan, it's because Rav Shur ben Levi was lenient. Rav Yochanan replied, it was good that you were not stringent, because since it occurred in the area that Rav Shur ben Levi is the Rav, therefore it's correct to follow him. The Gemara asked the question, Mechava Shid said to Rav Shur ben Levi. It seems that Rav Shur ben Levi's opinion has been switched. Taman, Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Shimon bar Abba, Rav Shur ben Levi, b'shem Rav Gamliel, b'rebi, havlad einoi, le'kasha, le'pasa, le'muzoam. Earlier, Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Shimon bar Abba, and Rav Shur ben Levi, quoting Rav Gamliel, b'rebi said that the child is neither kasha nor pasal, but it is blemish, meaning that it can't marry a kohen. If it will be a daughter, she can't marry a kohen. V'hacha hu ama hachen. And over here, he said different, because he ruled leniently that she is completely kosher. V'loi kein tani ger shemal v'loi taval, tavalei mal hakol helich acha amila, divre bileze, v'shur oime afatvila ma'akeves. Because the Brisa teaches, if a convert was circumcised but didn't immerse, or it immersed but he didn't circumcise, Rav Leza says that the deciding factor is the bris mila, the circumcision. Rav Shua said that without tvila, he is also not considered to be a convert. So it looks that the opinion of Rav Shua ben Levi has switched. Ela, Rav Shua ben Levi ka'adar the tani ba'kapara, rather, Rav Shua ben Levi follows the teaching of ba'kapara in the Brisa. The tani ba'kapara, ger shemav loitava hoive kosher, shein ger shaloitava kiriyev. The Kapara said if a convert was circumcised but did not have tefillah, he's a kosher Jew, because since a person who had a similar emission must immerse, this convert must surely have immersed at some point after his milah. But kasha alas loitumah kala mitumah chamura, question is, how could a more lenient immersion also be valid as a more stringent immersion? Rabbi Yosi Bebun came to Zu Vazu Lashim Kedushas Yisrael al Saloi. Rabbi Yosi Bebun answered, yes, since they are both done for the sake of accepting the Kedusha of Yisrael, therefore it's a valid Tefillah also for his Gerus. Now the Mishnah taught Be'ezu Zer Zer Vlad Shefra V'Nochris. The Mishnah taught that any relationship where Kedushin doesn't take effect, neither for him nor for any man, the child follows the status of the mother. What are these? The child of a slave woman or of a non-Jewish woman. We learned there in a Mishnah Meseches Yevamos, Chutz Mima Sheyeshloi Min HaShifra U'Min HaNochris. Any child exempts his father's wife from Yevam if the father died, except for a child through a slave woman or through a non-Jewish woman. Shifra Dechsiv, and how do we know the case of a slave woman? Because the Pasuk says in Shemois, in Perek Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Dalet, Ha'isha V'Yiladea Tiyela Adonea, that the woman and her children will belong to her master, but the child will not be considered a child of his biological father. Nochris, and how do we know that's also true for a Gentile woman? Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he answered, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Droim, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, Latishatin bom, Vitrolei Sitein lebenoi. You should not marry them, you should not give your daughter to his son. The Ksiv, and the next Pasuk says, Ki Yase es bincha me'acharai, bincha mi'iso, koi bincha, ve'im bincha min anochris, koi bincha ela bana. Because the Pasuk says afterwards, and he will cause your child to turn away from after me, your son from a Jewess is called your son, but your son from a Gentile woman is not called your son, but rather it's called her son. Yaakov ish kfar guvraya, azal tzor. Yaakov of kfar guvraya went to tzor. Asen chalun le, then they asked him, Mau migza bra dar maisa b'shabsa. They asked him, on Shabbos, can you do mila on a boy that was born to an Aramean mother? And he wished to permit them based on the pasuk that says in Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudches, V'yishaldu amishpachoisam leveis avoisam, and they established the lineage according to their families, according to their fathers' households. And here, the father was Jewish. Shama Rebbe Chagai Amar Yaisi V'yalki. Rebbe Chagai heard this and he said, he should come and receive lashes for what he said. Amalei Yaakov said, Me'ichan amalkini, from where did you learn that I should receive lashes? What have I done wrong? Amalei min hadein, he said, because of the pasuk it says in Ezra, in Perek Yud, in Pasuk Gimel, Va'ata nechois bris lahitzi kol anoshim anochriyus v'anoyled mehen begoime. And now let us make a covenant to send away all Gentile women and those born from them as well. Amalei umin akabola at malkini. So Yaakov said, are you going to give me lashes by bringing me a pasuk in Ksuvim? Amalei ukotoyu yase. Rabbi Chagai says, you have to follow the law. Amalei min hadein oiraisa. So Yaakov said, so do you learn it from this pasuk or from the Torah itself? Amalei, so Rabbi Chagai said to min hahi, da'am Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, lo tischatim bom b'chulei. We actually learn it from what we learned earlier, from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the pasuk that says you shall not marry them, and from there we learn that you're not allowed to give mila to a child born from a Jewish father and non-Jewish mother, because if you do it on Shabbos, that you are circumcising a non-Jewish child on Shabbos, which is not allowed. Amalei, Yaakov said, Chavut chavuteich dehi tava bekalta. Give them the lashes. It's better to receive lashes than to cause these people to transgress an issur on Shabbos.